Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
NBA Finals last night, Oklahoma City taking care of the Indiana Pacers. And then mixed in, and it's weird that the NBA does this, because even though trades can't be, you know, officially announced and everything else, they all get out. The Kevin Durant news comes out over the weekend that he's getting traded to the Houston Rockets. And then, Dan, you saw a report from Shams Charania of ESPN that said the Cavs were a wild card in the Kevin Durant trade talks. That, to me, I found that surprising, because you said, did you see this? I said, no. I said, I was looking like crazy over all the Kevin Durant stuff, and I didn't see that anywhere. You right, did, huh?
Right here in Shams Charania's piece, I'll read it directly. The Suns engaged in serious talks to move Durant this week, primarily focused on the Heat, Rockets, and Minnesota Timberwolves, sources said. Several other wildcard suitors emerged as well, including the Toronto Raptors, LA Clippers, Denver Nuggets, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, sources said.
Okay. If they were a wild card, that means that the entire talk about the core four being intact was something that Kobe Altman had to say, and maybe truly believes, but had to say in his season-ending press conference, unless the right opportunity comes along. And guess what? That's what it should be.
Yes.
That's what he should be doing.
Yes. I think this is as simple as it comes to everybody out there who thinks, oh, no, this means they're going to break up the core four. This means that they're not committed. I think it's this simple. I think it's the old Bill Simmons trade value column, where basically the Cleveland Cavaliers in a vault behind a vault and three keys and something that would require Ethan Hunt to break into have a list of players, one down to 100, with their own guys in it. And if any of the guys who are above Donovan Mitchell or above Darius Garland or above Jared Allen or above Evan Mobley were to become available, this is what we're willing to give up
yep.
to make this work. And as long as those guys are above in that column, I can't get mad at them. Like, this is what you should be doing as a general manager. I used to joke all the time that you should fire your GM immediately if you caught him in the street and said, what would it cost to get Mike Trout? And if he didn't have an answer for you, you should fire him. I feel the same exact way when it comes to the NBA, where it's like, this league, anybody's available at any given time. Hell, 4 months ago, Luka Doncic got traded.
The absolute upper echelon players in this league get moved all the time.
Right. I can't be mad at Kobe Altman for that. I think that's just smart general managing, is to pick up the phone, call the Suns. Hey, what would it cost?
All right, let me ask you this one. And folks, I'd love your thoughts. 216-474-0092. What if Kobe really meant what he said? The core four isn't going anywhere, and we're rolling this back. You just saw Oklahoma City take care of Indiana, and you saw Indiana's best player go down with a torn Achilles. When you watched the Boston Celtics in the playoffs in their last game, their best player went down with a torn Achilles. Those are two of the better teams in the Eastern Conference that each lost their best player for all or most of next season. And the Cavs are saying, we're good. We're standing pat with our core four. Does this put them in an even better spot? Or does this raise the flag of urgency a little bit more and make you think, man, if we can tweak this just enough, if we can tweak this just enough, FanDuel Sportsbook, mm-hmm. our buddies at FanDuel, as soon as the Durant trade was made, put out NBA Finals odds after Kevin Durant trade for next season. I'll count from number 10 up to number 1. And I'm not going to give the plus 1600 and all that stuff because, you know, unless you know what you're doing, you're not making any sense of that anyway.
16 to 1.
From 10 to 1. Starting at number 10, Lakers, Thunder, Magic. They had the same odds. Oh, they're already wrong here. It can't be the Thunder. It says, I'll go from 9 to 1. Lakers, Magic, Celtics, Timberwolves, Pacers, Knicks, Rockets, Cavaliers, Thunder. Cavs have the best odds from FanDuel in the Eastern Conference to get to the NBA Finals.
I can't argue with that. This is why I am fine with them rolling it back for year two, especially after the Halliburton injury.
Okay.
The East is wide open, Jeff. It's wide open.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. It's wide open. That also means that teams can jump up out of nowhere and become pretty good. I think Orlando is going to be good. Agreed. I think the Celtics will still be good, but they're going to be tweaked. They're going to do some things in Boston. I'm curious to see what they do. There's a lot of Drew Holiday talk. Mm-hmm. There's Kristaps Porzingis trade talk. We'll see what they do.
Well, because they're another team that's buttoned up against that second apron.
Indiana, yes, they are. Indiana, are they going to go find somebody who can come in and play point guard for them? Are they going to add somebody? I would bet that they tweak that team. They're not going to move pieces. They're going to add to it. And then you have the Knicks. Let's see what they do for a head coach. And then you have the Cavs. And I will tell you, I crushed a gentleman's dreams the other day. Yesterday. I was at a graduation party.
Jeff Phelps, dream crusher.
Yeah, I was at a graduation party. And I'm sitting there, and it's a family, my kids and their kids, we know each other. And we're sitting there, and there's a gentleman who I hadn't met before. And when there's another guy there, the grandfather of the family I know. And he introduced me to his friend, Mike. And Mike said, hey, I've got to ask you. He said, Darius Garland. And so I have to go into, you know, sports talking mode. And he said, don't you think Darius Garland, he comes back, he's healthy, he's fine. Darius and Donovan Mitchell, with those guys, this team can win the NBA championship, don't you think? And I said, no. And I just said, no. And he looked at me and he's like, what? And his wife is there. She goes, that's not what you wanted to hear, was it, Mike? And the grandfather started laughing and he goes, there you go, Mike. And he's like, but Darius is a great player. And Darius, and I said, he'll get no argument from me. None. He's a great player. He's really good. He said, and Donovan Mitchell and the combination of these guys. And I said, the combination of these guys dominate the ball. Both of them. I said, Mike, it's, and I, honest to God, it's like it's the show that I've been doing for years. Right? I said, it's not Darius. It's not Donovan. It's the fit, Mike. You've got two small guys. It's anybody who's listened to the show for any length of time, you know exactly what I was telling Mike. And every time I said something, and Mike apparently doesn't listen to the show, so that's okay. Mike, if you're listening today, sorry. But anybody who listens to the show knows my feelings on this. And he's like, but Darius, I said, you'll get no argument from me. He's really good. And Donovan, oh, yeah, he's even better. He's really good. I said, but there's Evan Mobley taking 12 shots a game. What good does that do you?
And then a 12-year-old walked up to Jeff and said, I'm going to be a big league ball player. And you went, no, you will not. You will become a garbage man, and that's exactly what you're going to do.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in sanitation services.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of money.
That is not meant to be a slam to anybody who is out there.
I know.
So, I will fight you on this a little bit. Because I think there is a retooling factor that could take place with Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. You could throw DeAndre Hunter in there as well.
You notice I didn't say trade Darius, right?
Correct.
You notice I didn't say that.
Correct.
And I told him that. I told Mike that yesterday. So, Mike, I'm not telling you to trade him. Maybe they can become the team that sneaks through with that.
The question that the Cavaliers need to figure out, can you find your way into a playoff series and maintain your offense that's there, or is it just going to be bogged down into high screen and roll and hope for the best? That's question one.
Here you go, Donovan, your turn. Oh, there is now your turn.
Question two.
Yeah. Here you go.
Are you comfortable with the idea of having the last 5 minutes of a fourth quarter of an NBA playoff game where you know that the opponent's star player, we'll use Shea as the example because he's the one that's in my head.
At 6'6".
Is going to set a screen. You're going to switch that screen. Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland are going to be on Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Are the Cavaliers okay with that idea?
Because or with Jason Tatum.
Well.
Or with Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown would be the one that you'd point to because it's going to be tough for Tatum to do that next year.
Maybe.
So
he might be back for the playoffs.
Are you comfortable with that idea? Can you win a championship with Darius Garland having to D up the best player on your opponent with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
And that's why Kobe Altman needs to answer the phone.
Right.
And perhaps make a few phone calls.
It has nothing to do with the offensive side outside of the, for some reason, this thing turns into the clogged toilet. But, you could fix that part of it. You can fix that philosophy. You can redistribute some of the shots, get Evan Mobley more involved. All of those different things that come with it. Maybe play a lineup of DeAndre Hunter, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell together.
That better be your starting five next year, by the way.
Or at least your crunch time five.
Unless you make a change.
Yeah, unless Hunter says, I love coming off the bench. That, at least it better be your crunch time five. It better be the group on the floor with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Even if he says, I love coming off the bench, it's like, hey, Craig, good. We're going to start you.
As long as he's there with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I'm fine. That's all I ask.
Last year, Kenny Atkinson tried to play a lot of guys to keep the minutes down. And then they traded two of those guys, to get DeAndre Hunter. And then guys got dinged up, and they ended up with a very different-looking team in the playoffs because of that. Do you like the idea of continuing to play 9-10 guys? Do you think they can go that deep? Do you think they want to go that deep next year? Or do you think maybe we need to tighten this up, get these guys a little more acclimated to what they might see in the playoffs?
12 gets you there, 7 win it. That's what I'm going to say. 12 will get you there, 7 win it. You need to have
earlier in the show, it was 15 get you there, and 8 win it.
You talked me out of 15. You said that was ridiculous, and you made a really good point.
Thanks.
And there. So, hey, credit where credit is due.
Thanks.
10 gets you there, 7 win it. That's
true.
I am going to bang the table, and I am going to say that. So you need to find your 7 that are going to help you win it. And you don't need to have them by the beginning of the season. But by the time we get to April, you should have your 7. That's what the Cavaliers need to do. And if they decide that moving Darius Garland for somebody who is higher up on that list, I'm fine with it. I am also fine, and I think this is how this ends. I am fine with them rolling it back with the core four where it is because I think that group can also compete for an NBA championship and find themselves into the finals with a wide-open Eastern Conference.
Do you
see the same?
If they brought it back as is with a couple of tweaks, they'd have a great chance to be one of the top four seeds, certainly, in the Eastern Conference. See, I don't think you're going to win 64 games next year. You had an incredible stretch of good luck with health. Very few of the Cavs' key guys missed significant time with injury. The core four played a lot of games. And I think that's going to be, you're going to be hard-pressed to be that fortunate again. That's just the reality of the way that works. But I think they can get there. You don't need to be the number one seed. I mean, you were, and you got knocked out by the four, and the four almost won the NBA championship. It's who's playing well late in the season And that's what they need to do. And that's why you could roll it back and trade deadline. What's it looking like? Tweak the team. See what that looks like. Folks, 216-474-0092. Your phone call's coming up because I'm answering the phone if I'm the Cavaliers. And I'm hard-pressed not to think I need to make a move. Can you find the right one? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My direct answer when he said, Darius Garland, he's going to be back. He's really good. Darius is really good. Donovan Mitchell is really good. They can win the championship with those two guys in the backcourt. Don't you think? My response was simply, no.
And then an 8-year-old girl walked up and said, I'm going to meet Prince Charming and live my life in a beautiful castle. And Jeff went, no, you will not. You will do none of those things.
You're going to meet a guy, and if he's lucky, you're lucky he's going to have a job.
Right. You will settle the way that the rest of us settled. Now give me that wand. And you snapped it in half and threw it across the yard.
Though I think they could bring the core four back and be very successful next year and do really, really well, I think if they want to win an NBA championship, they need to tweak it. There. Two small ball dominant guards is no way to win an NBA championship. And if they can figure it out, God bless them. I don't think they can do it.
In this East, you might be able to.
Maybe. Except there's one thing there. In this East, you might be able to get to the finals.
Correct.
Against the West.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah.
But you're not in the gauntlet. You're on the other side of the gauntlet.
Yes, I am.
You can let them all beat each other up while you find your way to an easier path.
Is it Levon in Cleveland?
LeVon.
Hi, LeVon. How you doing?
Yeah, I think the Cavs, I'm doing all right. I think the Cavs should keep their starting five with Hunter. Their problem was the bench. You have Christian Thompson that you didn't play.
For a reason.
Right. So get rid of him. Don't bring him back. But when you took your starters off, your bench didn't have the players that can compensate you when you took your starters off. So I don't think it's your starters. I think you got to fix your bench. And for the Browns, they got to get some help from Myles Garrett.
All right, Levon, we're talking about the Cavs right now. But thank you. I wonder, because I don't think the Cavs bench right now, the Cavs bench is in flux. How's that?
That's a very good way to put it.
If Isaac Okoro's back, I'd be stunned. I also don't think he should be back.
Agreed.
If they can move Isaac, they should. You know, all you need to know about it, to me, Dan, it's this simple. What are you looking for? Well, we sure could use some help on the wing. Well, what's Isaac Okoro? He's a great kid. He's supposed to be a wing player. Well, if you need help on the wing, then what's that tell you about his place on the team?
He never grew into the player that I think the Cavaliers thought that he could be.
I would agree.
Which is that 6'5", multi-purpose, ball-handling, smart passer, could maybe do a little bit of scoring, defensive lockdown guy. You know, I hate comparing people to Andre Iguodala, but that's what I think they thought they were drafting, was somebody who could be a modern version of an Andre Iguodala.
That might be fair.
They never got there.
Yep, that might be fair. Rich is in Ashtabula. Hi, Rich.
How are you, Rich?
I want your opinion on a player from the Seminoles. His name is Oliver Rue.
Rich, I don't know anything about him.
Guy 7'9".
Oh, that guy. Growing. Isn't he with the Gators? Yeah. Not the Seminoles?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Gators. I'm sorry, yeah, the Gators. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. If he wasn't playing for Florida, he's not playing in the NBA. Right?
I mean, but when it comes time for draft, do you think he would be a good player?
Rich, I know very little about him, except that I knew Florida had a 7'9 kid who didn't play much. That's all I knew.
In the modern NBA...
Just being honest.
Yeah. I don't think 7'9 helps you in the modern NBA the way that it would have 20 years ago. Like, I don't think we are ever going to be back to a place where...
Unless he can hit threes, Dan.
And this is going to be this is going to be an insult to a certain player. I think the Sean Bradley era is over. And Sean Bradley after he got hurt. I think the Sean Bradley era is over, where if you're over 7 feet tall and can walk and chew gum, there's a job for you in the NBA. We don't live in that world anymore. Those guys get played off the floor very fast.
That's very true. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to do something offensively.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to have a big guy who does nothing other than go down on the low block and stand there and take up space. You don't see those guys in the league very much.
Yeah. We are past the era of find a 7-footer. I don't care where he's from. There's a job for you in the NBA if you're 7 feet tall. We're not there anymore. And you watched it in real time as LeBron James ripped Roy Hibbert to shreds. And that was the moment that everybody was like, okay, you can no longer be 7 feet tall and can walk and chew gum and play in the NBA. It was in that moment, it was like, we're done here. Get all those guys off who can't really move well, who can't move their feet, who aren't really offensive players. They're gone. They're done.
Yeah. As I said earlier, ideally, if something worked and the right trade came along and you could bust up your two ball dominant guards, smaller guards in the backcourt, and replace, I would assume, Darius with a taller, more defensive-minded, more pass-oriented, and Darius was still 12th in the league in assists, but a pass-first point guard and maybe another attribute or two, and then pick up another guy or two or a pick, I think that might give the Cavs their best chance of winning the NBA championship. If you don't get the perfect trade, you don't bust it up.
It's the old Bill Simmons trade value chart. If anybody remembers reading those back in the day of ESPN or Grantland or Ringer, wherever he was at the time, where he would just go, okay, here are the top guys that you would trade for. And the whole rule of it, of the trade value chart, was I will only trade these people for the guys who are listed above them. And that's exactly where I am with the Cavaliers. Like, if for some reason Milwaukee, if they were to go and hit the bars way too hard and have a really fun night
which
out
is
in
possible
downtown
in
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
In downtown Milwaukee and go, all right, Giannis for Mitchell, you willing to talk? Like, yes, we would. I think we would all do that and we'd all get over it in a hurry.
Yes.
We all love Donovan Mitchell. It's nothing against Donovan Mitchell. It's just the way the trade value chart works. Like, or.
And guess what? And in this situation, I'm not, if you have to bust them up in the backcourt, which again, I think would be a good idea if the right thing came along, I don't think you necessarily have to trade Darius. It could be Donovan.
Yeah.
If you if something like that came up, which exactly. I don't expect something like that to come up.
Agreed. 110% agree. I highly doubt that is going to happen. But that's, and I think that's the rumbling of the sleeper team and the Kevin Durant thing with Kobe Altman, is I think the guy just was like, okay, he's higher than Darius Garland on my trade value chart. Let me give a call. Let's see what this sounds like. And let's see what this looks like. And that's how they're going to operate. And if they
And Darius might have been a guy who would interest Phoenix because they have shooting guards. They don't necessarily have, you know.
Correct. And if,
although Booker can do a little of both, but.
And if we're living in a world where they walk back in and nobody on that chart is higher that was available, and they walk back in with the core four, I think they're in really good shape to win the East and find their way to the finals and get me into the 7-game series of the finals. Let's see what happens.
Will's in Cleveland. Hi, Will.
How are you, Will?
Welcome.
How's it going? I was thinking trade, how about just Garland for Drew Holiday? Somebody like Drew Holiday, you know, they got championship experience, great defender. But also, I think they should just trade Allen instead. I don't really like Allen. I think he's just soft. He got two soft big men. I just don't think it works in the playoffs.
All right. Then what are you going to do for another big man?
Trade for somebody. Try to trade for somebody like maybe Nick Claxton.
Trade what for somebody?
Allen. Get rid of Allen. Trade Allen. I think he's got a pretty good trade value right now. I think you could get rid of him, move off of him, maybe get someone like Valanciunas. I don't know. Just, I feel like you got to make a move.
Okay, Will.
Valanciunas is interesting.
I'd love to add a guy like Valanciunas to Evan Mobley and Jared Allen.
Yeah, I just...
Will, would that float? Would that float your boat?
Yeah, I think I would be happy with that. I just think you just have two soft big men, and I just don't think it works.
All right, I just don't think Jared Allen is a soft player. I think Jared is a terrific player, and I think he's a winning player, and I want him on this team.
I think you and I might be the only two standing alone on that island
because
I'm the same way with Jared. Like, I think Jared Allen helps you win games. Now, am I going to take Jared Allen and put him on Jokic? No, that's going to be a problem. Like, Jared Allen is a specific player that grabs rebounds and all of that stuff. You could put him in the post. You could probably put him in the ringer for rebounds every so often if you start getting guys like Mitchell Robinson and that kind of thing.
He's a big guy also who gets up and down the floor as opposed to the type of guy you were laying out earlier who can just only be inside.
And he could finish over both shoulders, and I don't think they use his offensive ability enough in this offense, and it's something that Kenny Atkinson should look into as more than just a role guy, kind of, you know, I'll grab my rebounds, I'll find my 10 points off of missed shots. I think they actually need to run a few things for him too. And the problem is I don't know of the big guy that I would point to and say, that's the guy that I want over Jared Allen. Because I don't know if you could play Mobley at the five and be able to hang with some of these other big guys. Now, again,
I think a great edge that you have is that Evan Mobley is going up against a lot of power forwards.
And I like him playing, for lack of better terminology, free safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. If he were your center and has the entire responsibility because Jared's not there, and in the assumption, you know, people are saying trade him, then he's playing against centers. He's down low. He's bodying up against bigger, stronger guys. That might not be a great recipe for success. On the other hand, can he outquick those centers? Mm-hmm. Can he be more effective offensively against those guys? I don't know if they want him to be that kind of an offensive player. I think maybe they'd like to see him be an all-around more dynamic offensive player that I think we've seen real glimpses of.
And I think some of the Evan Mobley quote-unquote soft that you hear every so often, I think that's more going to be solved by Father Time when he adds muscle.
Dude was a defensive player of the year.
Yeah, and his body lets him add muscle. I think that's going to solve some of it. More than anything, is you just, sadly, you just got to give him time.
That's probably true. Mature. Reggie's in Cleveland. Hey, Reggie, welcome.
All right, Reggie.
Hey, I look at the way Holmgren and Miles Turner play defense out by the three-point line. It's more than just being a center down low. The game has changed. And for the Cavs, we got nothing out of our entire bench. Like, when you play a Coral, you're playing four against five. Hmm. And Wade is the only player that I know is 6'9" that passes out of the paint. I don't understand that. And we didn't get anything from Ty Jerome, Wade, or Coral. And what's the other, Sam Pearl? I mean, nobody showed up in the playoffs.
Not like they wanted them to, Reggie.
Yeah,
you're right about that.
Yeah, you need a couple other proven guys off of that playoffs because he was right. I mean, Dean Wade disappeared, sadly. And that was somebody a lot of people were counting on because during a regular season, he was a good defensive player who could hit an open three.
Dean has good feet. He defends pretty well. And I've always liked him as a player. But I think that Cavs bench might be an issue. I want to bounce a couple things off you about that. Because
you can't go milk carton in the playoffs, and Dean Wade was on the milk carton.
Well, if you look at the bench, who must you have back? Who must you have back off this Cavs bench? I'll give you my list. It's not a very big one. It's next on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think Baskin, think Heat, and insert your own visual there.
I think of everybody mocking him and making fun of him when he showed up with his face completely burnt after the last time he hung out in the heat for too long. Andy, if you're listening, first, why? Second, put sunscreen on.
Sunscreen.
Drink more water. Put sunscreen,
sunscreen.
On.
Sunscreen.
Loose-fitting clothing. You've got this.
Sunscreen. Very good.
You've got this. Put that burger or put that egg right out in the driveway and record it. Make sure you put it on all your social media.
The Cavaliers offseason, as if it wasn't already, now really underway because no more NBA games. Draft coming up on Wednesday. Do you move somebody, try and get into the first round of the draft? Unlikely. I don't expect that to happen.
Well,
do you use your 2 second-round picks? Maybe. Do you find any answers in the second round of the NBA draft? The Cavs taking guys in the second round of the NBA draft is like the Browns drafting Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the third and the fifth. Hey, we got a couple of guys. Yeah, but they were second round picks. That's okay. We really like them, and we think they're going to be really good. And we don't care that every team in the league passed on them.
Can I give you a thought that was kicked around to me this weekend about that?
Yes.
Do you put more stock, and do you think the NBA may be putting more stock in second round picks because those are the guys who have been in college basketball for the COVID year? And maybe you take a shot on the 23 to 24 year old who is in the second round with those second round picks, thinking that they might be faster and could help you more. That was thrown to me this weekend and it made me pause. And I'm like, yeah, maybe second round picks are worth a hill of something.
Well, if you find the right guy, it is. See, that's the thing. Are there guys in the second round who will end up becoming decent NBA players? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, I hear that.
But find one. I mean, you be the team that finds one. How do you do that?
Draft, develop, and a lot of hope. Trust the guys that you hired to develop these guys. Hope.
Good luck.
Have I mentioned hope?
Well, that's the thing.
It is.
Good luck with that.
You're right. But you brought up the draft part of it. I thought this was interesting. Our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. Like Focused on J-Rod has here, if you're looking for a pass-first taller point guard and a good draft pick, why don't you call the Chicago Bulls for Lonzo Ball and their first, and then maybe have them do a little extra for Darius Garland? Would that do anything for you? I don't know. Garland
no.
seems better than
you know why?
Lonzo and their first-round pick.
Here's why.
Sure.
They have Josh Giddey, who they acquired from Oklahoma City, and I think they view him as their point guard of the future. So would you want to play him with Darius Garland? That means you'd be turning Darius into a two guard, wouldn't it? Or you'd just have two guards and both of them kind of handle the ball?
Yeah, you'd have to. Because Giddey does not shoot well. I mean, if you think you should see the way that defenders lay off of Josh Giddey when he gets the ball at the three-point line. It's basically like, please, it's all yours if you want to shoot.
The Isaac Okoro treatment.
Uh-huh. It's very much like, oh, no, it's all you, bud. You can hoist that up there if you want.
There's a guy in the second round who I keep reading about who I think, now that's the kind of guy if you could take a chance on, and Dan, this is your kind of fit, and it's Eric Dixon from Villanova. He scored 23 points a game last year. He's 6'8", 265. They don't have anybody like that. You know, and that's what I would be looking for if I were the Cavs. Can I find somebody who I might be able to play inside, who can help me, who gives me something I don't have, and who can score a little bit, and he can rebound. And he was 6'8", 265. Apparently, when he showed up at Nova, he was 6'8", 300. So he played his way into better shape.
Good for him.
And scored 23 points a game. He's like leading scorer in the country. He did a great job. And he's older. That's the kind of guy that where you hope to get lucky in the second round of the draft.
Right.
So keep an eye on that name, Eric Dixon.
Yeah, I got to do some digging. I'm not going to lie to you. I have done nothing on this draft outside of like, wow, Cooper Flagg's good.
Well, you know how you know how you talk about a guy getting better, right? Eric Dixon in 5 years at Villanova, scoring average, 3, 9.1. 15.4, 16.6, 23.3.
I will have to do some digging and some research.
It's just a name that I've seen out there floated around, and I see 6'8", 265, and I think, yeah, you don't have one of those.
Yeah.
You don't have one of those. Kevin's in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Hello, Kevin.
Doing some YouTubing.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Well,
I'm well, man.
Yeah, great. Not the first guy that came in a little chunky, lost the weight, and all of a sudden had an NBA game, by the way. So that story's been played before.
Yes,
so,
it has.
Yes, it has. You know, I don't know what is in the water in certain places, but why on God's green earth would we ever trade away Jared Allen unless...
Thank you.
Well, Kevin Durant's gone now, so I guess that trade's off the table. But, I mean, he's an automatic double-double. Since he's been here in Cleveland as a starter, he is basically in this last season, we saw him basically move to the center position, which allows us to move Mobley to kind of a power forward position. Mobley's game got better doing that. Jared Allen's an above average defender. Plus, a double-double guy. I mean, I would never say anybody on this team is an untouchable, but, man, he is such a good NBA player as a big man. It would have to be a really, really amazing offer for me to say, oh, yeah, see you later, Allen, because to me, I think he's an integral part of this team, and he is such a key component for our success. So boggles my mind why people think they want to get rid of him.
I couldn't agree with you more, so it's you, me, and Dan, Kevin. That's it.
Well, we're all equally crazy or equally smart, whatever it is, you know.
I've been called the crazy part way more often than the smart part. So if I were you, I'd find a different team.
Nice.
Well, I don't understand what people don't understand that when they moved Allen to a pure center position and then we moved Evan Mobley out to more of a power forward, his game blossomed. Mobley's game actually got better. He blossomed. Now, that doesn't stop the fact that I think we all agree Mobley and to some degree Allen need more touches. I mean, that's not their fault. Like we've said, they don't bring the ball down the court. They don't set the offense, right? They don't run the offense. That's your point guard that does that. So, I mean, not necessarily blaming, you know, Garland or Mitchell, but honestly, I think this team, and I've said it all year, as you heard me say, this team runs better when we feature our big men. But again, they don't bring the ball down. They don't pass it to themselves. So no. I think there's something there that needs to be done. And I'll conclude with this, Jeff. I agree with you. I really do think one of the two of our guards does need to go. And I think because that would open up our bigger guys to getting more touches and more opportunities. I think that would make our team better.
I agree with you, Kevin. Thank you very much. See, that's the thing. It's nothing about anybody from an individual basis. Those two guards are phenomenal. But do they work together for a team that has championship aspirations? That's my point. I mentioned the bench. And let's just use the assumption here. We're going to work under the assumption that, okay, they're not trading anybody in the core four. Let's just say that because okay. Kobe Altman did. If the right deal comes along, certainly you're
absolutely
listening. If the right deal doesn't come along, you're assuming these four guys are going to be back.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
Nope, I don't either.
Yep.
And I am putting DeAndre Hunter in the starting lineup with these guys. Why? Because he's 6'8". He can knock down threes. He's for all the reasons they brought him in. He's a good defender out on the wing. I'm starting him. And I think that gives you a different look and a different team. That would kick Max Strus out of the starting five and kick him to the bench. And then think about the bench they had this year. Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, Tristan, Craig Porter. Of those guys on the bench, Jalen Tyson, who, by the way, might be something that you could work with. I kind of like his game.
Absolutely. I'd throw him out there.
There's only one guy out of that entire bunch that I think, yeah, I'd prefer that he be back. That's Max Strus. Max is scrappy. He plays really rugged defense. Might not be the best defense, but he's rugged. And I think he is a winning basketball player. Now, it doesn't mean you couldn't move him. You have to include him in a deal or something like that. That's fine. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather have Max Strus back on the team.
I just wish he was less of a heat check guy on offense.
Man, when he gets going, look out.
Exactly. And when he doesn't have it going, look out.
I think they might have found the best of Ty Jerome this year. I don't know whether Ty is capable of doing more of that or not. But I do know this. If the rumblings about what he might get on the free agent market are true, and then what it might cost the Cavaliers with the apron and everything, I think that's not going to be money well spent. So I'd look elsewhere. Second guy I'd probably want to keep is Jalen Tyson, because 6'6" wing guys who have some skills, you got to try and develop those guys.
Agreed.
And so Tyson would be the second guy I'd want back off the bench after Strus, and then probably Dean Wade. I like Sam Merrill. He's got a great release on his shot. I don't know that you're going to be able to afford Sam.
And he's also another one, though, where you send him out there, let him take three shots and go, okay, it's not going in. Get back on the bench.
Yeah.
Like that's, and now you're up to two of those guys who fit the, on the offensive side. Okay, get out there. Let's see what's there. Oh boy, they don't have it. Okay, now what?
And that's, you know, like you saw TJ McConnell in the finals and in the playoffs. He gave you more than that. And he attacked the rim. He was scrappy all over the place.
Attacking inbounds passes.
Yeah, I don't know.
On the floor, yeah.
I don't know that Sam Merrill is the same kind of guy there. I don't know if Ty Jerome is going to be that moving forward. I really liked what Ty did this year. He did some really good things.
Right.
And he played himself into a big contract that I don't think the Cavs are going to be able to pull off.
And boy, did he get picked on in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
That's the bad part of Ty Jerome is you're just left with this really bad taste in your mouth because of how Indiana just completely suffocated him and picked on him on the defensive end.
Do you think Craig Porter Jr. is a guy that should be anything significant when it comes to playing time? He's 6'1".
I've always
but he's not a ball dominant guard. He is a point guard.
I've always liked him.
I have
every
too.
Time he's on the floor, he always does something I like.
He makes some kind of an impact. I like him too. I don't like that he's a 6'1" guard. If he was a 6'1" guard on a team that moved Darius Garland and brought in somebody who's 6'5 or 6'6 to play point guard, and Craig were a guy coming off the bench to help out, that'd be fine. But man, right now there's rumbling that Porter's going to play a bigger role next year. So then you're going to have three 6'1" guards. Donovan might be 6'2". He's listed at 6'3".
He played with three of them this year with Ty Jerome in there too.
Ty's taller than that.
Oh, I don't. Basketball reference it. Because I
think he's 6'5".
At least, boy, my eyeballs have always looked at that
he's
guy.
He's listed as 6'5".
Okay. All right. I'll hush. But
I just don't think he's going to be back.
I don't think he's going to be back either. I think he played himself into a bigger contract.
Yep.
But
and good for him. That's the idea. So, it's Max Strus. Maybe Jalen Tyson. If you had to include Jalen Tyson in a deal, well, okay, then you include him in a deal. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Max Strus.
Of course.
I'm not locked into anybody who's on the bench on this team. And that's where Kobe Altman could do some real work this year, creatively, with all the salary stuff, and make this team better. Your bench got weakened in some ways when you made that trade with Atlanta. It was great to get DeAndre Hunter. It wasn't good to lose Caris LeVert. And George Niang did a nice job. You just lost some depth there. You're smiling.
Well, it's more the look.
I'd rather have DeAndre Hunter.
Exactly. I would much rather have DeAndre Hunter.
However, one of the keys to your team was depth on that bench early on anyway. And you did lose some of that when you made that trade.
And while Niang was a wonderful interview and a good person on top of it, he was another one that was like, okay, here comes the 3-point. Oh no, you should not be taking that many threes.
Well, if he's hitting, you leave him out there. If he's not, George, go sit down and cheer, please.
That puts you at like four of those guys.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly why you need to shake some things up.
All right. I can't play Yahtzee with four guys.
You could completely rebuild this bench if you could pull it off, and you'd be okay. We will be talking more Cavs this week. Again, the draft, first round coming up on Wednesday, second round on Thursday. The second round's so vital, you got to put it on second day. Oh, good. Dan chuckled. That was what I was looking for.
Hey, is that another check? Oh, okay, yeah, we can do 2 days.
Do the Guardians need to bring up somebody from the minors? A hitter. And what's the difference between a guy hitting well in AAA and a guy who is suddenly in the majors? Travis Hafner, former Indians DH and first baseman, going to join us next. We'll ask him that and more coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.